Hare Krishna, dear devotees. Once again, welcome to the Bhakti Sangha Japa group. Today's Prabhupada's quote is October 17th. The six Goswamis were merged in the ocean of the love affairs of gopis with Krishna. Therefore, this mendicantism, it was eternal. They were enjoying better things. So unless you enjoy better thing, you cannot give up inferior thing. Vrindavan, October 17th, 1972. Jai Srila Prabhupada. Hare Krishna Prabhuji. Please accept my humble obeisances. All glories to Srila Prabhupada and Guru Maharaj. Thank you very much for giving your sweet association, Prabhuji. And thanks for enlightening us on today's topic. So today's topic will be given by His Grace Ram Girdhari Prabhuji on the topic Chaitanya Bhagavata. And the verses are 4.46 to 4.52. Hare Krishna. Thank you, Prabhuji. Please take over the call.
Hare Krishna. I'm so sorry, we had a Bhaktivedanta College Radhadesh admin council meeting which got slightly extended. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda. Jaya Advaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrindam. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityanandam. Jaya Advaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrindam. So we are discussing the fourth chapter of Madhyakanda of Chaitanya Bhagavata, which is about revelation of Nityananda Prabhu's glories by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So we will read the verses and then go into discussion. Sishumati Nityananda Parama Vihavala Balakera Prayayena Vachana Chanchala. The greatly overwhelmed Nityananda displayed the mentality of a child. He spoke with the restlessness of a young boy. Yei Prabhu avatirna janilena marmam karayoda kari bhale hai bhada namram. He understood, this is my Lord who has descended. He folded his hands and humbly spoke. Prabhu kare stuti suni lajita haiya vyapadeshe sarvakata kahena bhangiyam. He was embarrassed on hearing the Lord glorify him. So he tactfully clarified the Lord's statements. Nityananda bhale tirtha karila anekam. Dekila Krishna Stana Yateka Yateka Stana Matra Deki Krishna Dekite Napai Jignasa Karileta Be Bhala Lokatai Singhasana Sabekene Deki Achadhita Kahabai Saba Krishna Kela Kombaita. Nityananda said, I have visited many holy places and seen various sites connected with Lord Krishna. I could only see the place, but I could not see Krishna. Then I inquired from some responsible persons why all the thrones were covered. I asked them, oh brothers, where has Krishna gone? Parabale Krishna Giya Chena Gauda Deshe Gaya Kari Giya Chena Kateka Divase. They said, Krishna has gone to Gauda Desha. After visiting Gaya a few days ago, he returned there. Om Ajnana Timiram Dasyam Jnananjana Shalakayam Chakshurun Militam Yenam Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaham Namaham Vishnu Padayam Krishna Preshtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedhantam Swamin Iti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvisesha Sunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanyam Prabhu Nityanandam Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shiva Sadi Gaura Bhakta Vrindam Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna. So Gauranga Mahaprabhu was glorifying Nityananda Prabhu and he was explaining how just by having the association of Nityananda Prabhu one can get Krishna Prema. And it is very nicely summarized by the Lord that all the auspiciousness for practicing devotional life comes along with Nitai's mercy. And this way, Gauranga Mahaprabhu was going on explaining different glories of Nityananda Prabhu. And interestingly, Vrindavan Das Thakura is explaining that these two lords were talking to each other, conversing, exchanging their love through signals and gestures. It is said that when a person's love is in a very intense, matured state, probably they don't even need to correspond with words. Just their gestures, movements, their presence will communicate a lot. Both in extreme anger and extreme love, mature people use silence as the medium. Whenever Srila Prabhupada used to be upset, he corrects his students. But when he is more upset, he chastises his student. When he is upset to the highest degree, then Srila Prabhupada keep quiet, doesn't speak. So his silence would really bother his students. So a matured men or matured devotees, they have their ways to express their emotions. Similarly, when somebody's love is very matured, very rich, very intense, then they can actually correspond. They can actually communicate without even speaking to each other. Some gestures, some body movements, just their presence, their eye movements, their, just being there would make the whole communication very easy. So Nityananda Prabhu and Gauranga Mahaprabhu had such a wonderful loving exchanges. The whole world was witnessing this. They were all getting to know the glories of Nityananda Prabhu, and they were equally excited to know that Nityananda Prabhu is going to be part of this Sankirtan mission. So, the context that we are in is now that Nityananda Prabhu is going to start his side of appreciation, glories. So, he's starting to respond Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's questions, which is, you know, from where have you come? So, for which Nityananda Prabhu is giving a very profound, philosophical, and very deep answer. And he says that I have been for different Tirtha Yatra, been to different holy places, and couldn't find Krishna. And when I inquired, they directed me to you, my dear Lord. So I have come to glorify you and be with you in the Sankirtan mission. Chaitanya and Nityananda are two personalities who have pioneered this Harinam Sankirtan and who have literally practiced, preached, transformed and established this Sankirtan mission. Sankirtanaika Pitarau Kamalaya Takshau. So we will churn this current context through some sets of reflections as well as something for us to practice. So, as we all have several times heard that in Krishna consciousness journey, the spiritual knowledge is revealed based on our sincerity and seriousness. So, in Yaksha Prashna, in the conversation between Yudhishthira Maharaj and Yamaraj, there are 10 to 11 questions Yamaraj is asking. At that time, one of the questions that Yamaraj asked was, what is the way? It's a very vague question. Looks like an incomplete question. And interestingly, Yamaraj had put a condition that you have to answer all the questions if you want to restore the lives of your brothers, who, because of drinking the water from the pond, died. All four brothers are dead now. So, Yamaraj had given an ultimatum to Yudhishthira Maharaj to answer, understand all the 11 questions, give an appropriate answer. So, when he asked this question, I don't exactly remember the verse name, but when he asked this question, several questions he asked. One of the questions is, what is the way? What is the path? And as intelligent as Yudhishthira Maharaj is, he said the very famous words, which Srila Prabhupada has used at least, you know, umpteen number of times. Mahajana eva tatastu panta. So he says, tarko pratishtas srutayo vibhinna nasava rishiryasya matam na binnam. धर्मस्य तत्त्वं निहितं गुहायां महाजनो येन गतस्सपन्तः. So whichever way Mahajanas show, that is the way to go. Which means in our spiritual journey, the process is as important as the destination. And to an extent to say, even if I do not know the destination, if I follow the Mahajanas, if I follow the process given by Mahajanas, the destination will be revealed. So, a very intelligent answer that Yudhishthira Maharaj gave is, the way is follow Mahajanas. Wherever they take, wherever they direct you, wherever they instruct you to go. Very profound answer. And Nityananda Prabhu, according to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's glories about him, in the verse number 37-43, he mentions, your confidential characteristics are inconceivable and unfathomable. Who is qualified to recognize you? For you are the personified wealth of loving devotion to Lord Krishna. If a person associates with you for even a moment, he will be delivered even if he has committed millions of sinful activities. I have understood that Krishna will deliver me because he has given me your association. So Mahaprabhu is saying, as the glorious Nityananda Prabhu, and in the same line, we would like to, you know, churn this point and to reiterate. Yesterday, Radhika Vallabh Prabhu was talking about vibhava and different types of loving emotions expressed. So, in our devotional journey, for us to even able to express any singular emotion towards the Supreme Lord, we need to look up to someone. On our own intelligence, if we try to do something without the empowerment, without the blessings, without the influence of self-realized soul, probably we will fall short, or we will not be able to, you know, achieve the desired goal. So my first reflection is about what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has mentioned and what Nityananda Prabhu is trying to indicate here. So they are kind of supporting one another. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu just finished saying that, my dear Nitai, just by your association, anyone who follows your lotus feet, anyone who just glorifies you, he will be delivered even if he has committed millions of sinful activities. And you are the reservoir of Krishna Prema. And now Nityananda Prabhu is revealing a secret, which is that all the holy places are barren. There are no lords. Krishna is not there in those holy places. You can't see Krishna. You can't worship Krishna in the holy places without being part of, without being the servant, without being empowered and enabled and blessed by Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu, in turn Sri Nityananda Prabhu. So Nityananda Prabhu is saying that unless somebody jadi gaur na hoy to tabe ki hoy to kemone dhari tamde radha ra mahima prema rasa sima jagate janato ke, especially for people in Kali Yuga, unless the holy places are revealed, unless the Vaishnavas show us the way forward, unless the Vaishnavas introduce us to the Supreme Lord, for us, we only see, you know, some eye exercise. We just, you know, just see something and come. So over here, Nityananda Prabhu is saying that, my dear Lord, you are personally here. If somebody don't recognize you here, when somebody do not follow your mission, when somebody do not follow the Sankirtan progress, Sankirtan program given by you, if somebody do not surrender unto your lotus feet, searching for you in all over the places, they will not be able to find you. They will not be able to understand you. They will not be able to reach you. Because you have come down to the Kali Yuga to bestow your special benediction. So I have come to join you. So Nityananda Prabhu's glories, Mahaprabhu said that he is our guide. And Nityananda Prabhu is saying, you are our goal. You are our destination. You are the personality whom we are searching everywhere, but you are here. I don't get to see you there because you are here. And unless we are able to take your blessings. Long time back, I guess it is in 1993-94, I met Banu Maharaj for something. So we were discussing about, I think 94-95, I'm right. We were going as our youths, we were all going for Mayapur Dham for the first time. 93-94. So before going in Chennai ISKCON, I met Banu Swami Maharaj. So we were discussing, I mean, we were small boys, so we took his blessings, and you know, Maharaj made a statement at that time in our dialogue. He said, in Navadvip Dham Mahatmya book, Bhaktivinoda Thakur explains that unless somebody gets the blessings of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in fact, he is writing to an extent, unless somebody visits Mayapur Dham and Navadvip Dham and get the blessings of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu, one may not be able to understand the mood and emotions of Vrindavana. To an extent, he says, as Gaudiya Vaishnavas, one should yearn to go to Mayapur Dham, get the blessings of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu, to be enabled, to be empowered, to be inspired, to be educated, to be properly situated in the right mood to enter Vrindavan Dham. This is Gaudiya Vaishnava Siddhanta. This doesn't mean that, you know, we cannot enter Vrindavan. For sure, all of us who are students of Srila Prabhupada, all of us who have heard about Mahaprabhu's glories, all of us who have understood Mahaprabhu's tattva, so we are equally, you know, falling in this category of getting Mahaprabhu's blessings. The point Bhaktivinoda Thakur was trying to communicate, which Banu Maharaj mentioned, was we need Gauranga Mahaprabhu's blessings to understand Radha Krishna, to understand Vrindavana, to understand the loving Krishna Prema. So my first reflection in this current context is about how, taking cue from what, you know, the verses that we all discussed yesterday, with what Nityananda Prabhu is mentioning here, that how it is important that one gets the blessings of Guru, which is Nityananda, and one surrenders to Gaura, which is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, one gets Radha Krishna. So it is important that as Gaudiya practitioners who have got a very special privilege, very special arrangement to get access to the pure devotional service, and to get that access, these two passes are important. Guru, Adi Guru, Nityananda Prabhu and our Parama Gurudev, as well as Gaura, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as Bhakta Avatara, their two blessings will be mandatory for us to get to the glories of Radha and Krishna and participate in Krishna's pastimes, Krishna's, you know, Krishna prema. That is why Mahajanayeva Tatasvapanta. So idea is that just by following great Vaishnavas, I'll just read the translation. Dry arguments are inconclusive. A great personality whose opinion does not differ from others is not considered a great sage. Simply by studying the Vedas, which are variegated, one cannot come to the right path by which religious principles are understood. The solid truth of religious principles is hidden in the heart of an unadulterated, self-realized person. Consequently, as Shastras confirm, one should accept whatever progressive path the Mahajanas advocate. The solid truth of religious principles, the solid truth of religious principles is hidden in the heart of an unadulterated, self-realized person. So, our great glories, just by, you know, in this one context, we have to glorify Nitai, glorify Gaura, glorify Guru, and glorify the process of following in the footsteps of great Mahajanas as they, you know. So, Nityananda Prabhu said that I have been going to Tirtha Yatras, different places. As I go to different places, what is the best way to perform Tirtha Yatras? When you go to Tirtha Yatras, when we go to any Yatra for that matter, if you do not associate with Vaishnavas there, then it is only an eye exercise. You just saw things. Every Yatra should have two fundamental components. One component is to locally go and approach the Dhamvasis and try to hear from them the mood, the services, and all the related pastimes associated with the Dham, so that we can see the Dham in the right perspective. And second is, perform some devotional service. All of us, when we go for Yatra, so one of our senior devotees in our temple used to always say, we go for the Yatra mostly from the mood of being in a vacation, being relieved from our so-called social professional life. I have taken a break from work life and I'm on a vacation, a spiritual vacation. Is it wrong, right? I do not want to argue there. But is it the ultimate way by which we have to perform the Yatra? No. We have to go and associate with local devotees. I mean, Dhamvasis, Vaishnavas, associate with them, hear from them, and also perform devotional service to the Dham. Contribute something to the Dham rather than just use the Dham for our vacation reasons. So my first reflection, I would like to conclude by saying that just following the footsteps of these great personalities, following the footsteps of Srila Prabhupada, following the footsteps of all our acharyas, we got Gaura Nitai, Guru Gaura Nitai. And that way we will be able to actually see Radha and Krishna. We'll be able to actually, you know, relate with the pastimes of Radha and Krishna. So when Nityananda Prabhu is mentioning that I inquired from some responsible persons, and these responsible persons mentioned that Krishna has gone to Gaudadesha. So don't search Krishna anywhere and everywhere. He is there in Gaudadesha performing. So come and join. Wake up, sleeping souls. Wake up, sleeping souls. Kota Nidra, Jao Maya, Pishachira Kole, Jeev Jago, Jeev Jago. Enechi, Aushadi Maya, Nasi Bhara Lagi, Hari Nama Maha Mantra, Lao Tumi Magi. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is, you know, singing in the streets, chanting Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. So please wake up and, you know, join them. This is my, you know, first reflection that I want to say. The second is about that the feeling of Nityananda Prabhu saying that I feel embarrassed on hearing the Lord glorify him. So this is a natural gesture and loving exchanges amongst the devotees, that between devotees they always have this natural feeling of humility. So whenever the Lord or seniors, when they appreciate, when they glorify, when they present about the achievements of the other, out of natural humility, they will feel embarrassed. But now that we know, both the Lords are trying to teach us a lesson. So the reflection here is about give the credit where the credit is due. Whenever we receive any appreciation, whenever, because anybody who participates in the Sankirtan mission, they are appreciated, they are glorified. Even a slightest service somebody had rendered to the Supreme Lord being a very magnanimous person, he appreciates, he glorifies. So when we receive this glories, we don't immediately pass it on to our predecessors. We don't immediately pass it on to our superiors, knowing that whatever we are, you know, however we are, you know, performing in devotional life is because of what they have, you know, contributed. Because Vaishnavas in our lives have helped us come this way, this long, this far. So all the credit goes to them. And we need to, as Madhavananda Prabhu used to always say, that keeping a straw between our teeth, we need to show our sincere humility and pass on the credit. Take the credit, not for yourself, but pass it on to your predecessors. So Gaura and Nityananda, all through the while, but for a few esoteric, you know, situations, they were, you know, glorifying each other. Every time Chaitanya Mahaprabhu say, "Hey Nitai, my heart would break without your association." And every time Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu would also say that, my dear Gaura, you know, you are our life, you are our soul, you are our everything. In fact, in Jagannath Puri, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted to go for the South India Yatra, Nityananda Prabhu was the first one who was going to stop Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, you know, traveling alone. So they had so much of loving exchanges, but they were teaching in a Vaishnava relationship how appreciation happens to be the underlying component in loving exchanges, but one don't dwell on the appreciation received. Rather, they pass it on to the predecessors and thank them that just we are being an instrument in the hands of the great Vaishnavas. So in our devotional journey, we will have to be very careful in terms of being the recipient of different appreciation, and how do we process them, handle them, and how we, you know, try to, you know, conduct ourselves. So the word of how Nityananda Prabhu was trying to behave like a young boy, how he is displaying the mentality of a child, which means being simple-hearted. We are supposed to be simply following in the footsteps, not blindly following in the footsteps. Simple-hearted being that we are not trying to have any kapata, any duplicity, diplomacy, or very simple. Okay, everything what you are giving is, you know, just passed on. I'm just an instrument. So this mentality of being simple in Krishna consciousness, being humble in Krishna consciousness, and being grateful in Krishna consciousness is demonstrated, you know, in this current scenario. I would like to read a verse from 4th canto, 9th chapter, text number 11. This is a chapter where Guru Maharaj is speaking. Bhaktim mohu pravahatam tvayime prasango bhuyad ananta mahatam amalashayanam yenyasalo labanam kuru vyasanam bhavabdim neshe bhavad gunakatam ritapanamattaha. Guru Maharaj continued, O unlimited Lord, kindly bless me so that I may associate with great devotees who engage in your transcendental loving service constantly as the waves of a river constantly flow. Such transcendental devotees are completely situated in an uncontaminated state of life. By the process of devotional service, I shall surely be able to cross the nascent ocean of material existence, which is filled with the waves of blazing fire-like dangers. It will be very easy for me, for I am becoming mad to hear about your transcendental qualities and pastimes, which are eternally existent. So Guru Maharaj is very clearly saying, Oh my dear Lord, bless me to associate with great devotees in whose association I will be able to easily understand, dwell in the mood and able to become mad about your transcendental qualities and pastimes. So Nityananda Prabhu, by the way of already stating to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that in the association of Vaishnavas, we are going to participate in your pastime. I have gone to all the Tirthas. I went to so many places. But now, finally, by being in your association, we will be able to get mad after devotional service. Get mad. Becoming mad to hear your transcendental qualities and pastimes, which are eternally existent. So my reflection here is about how that in our devotional journey, that a Vaishnavas happen to be a very important important companion for our journey. Because if they're eliminated, and every prayer, every instance, every situation, this is reiterated. So the mood that Nityananda Prabhu is exhibiting is one step above what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was so far exhibiting, glorifying Nityananda. So in our devotional journey, these are all prayers which Bhakti Vaibhava students are encouraged to memorize. So the prayers are very clearly saying that somewhere or other, let me constantly be. So many points are mentioned in these prayers. Because they are all much detailed to the other context, but I just want to say that how in our devotional journey that we need to make sure that we don't fall prey to superficiality. We don't fall prey to some external aspects of devotional activities. And that is my third reflection, where this entire materialistic arrangement as we are currently in is about external things, is about what is seen outside is what is reality. Nobody understands the intent, nobody understands the mood, nobody understands the underlying scenario. I'm not sure if you are hearing the background sound here. In India, it is a very famous season of Navratri, and all the people hit to the streets in the evening to dance dhandiya. Interestingly, in the name of culture, in the name of devotion, in the name of so-called religious practices, so people do some humbug things. I mean, in general, there are genuine sincere practitioners too, by playing cinema songs in front of the deity and dancing to cinema music. Thousands of people come and dance in the name of culture, in the name of devotion, in the name of superficiality. So the reflection here is, the third reflection here is that by we taking shelter of Mahajanas, by we praying and associating and accepting the mood of humility, accepting the mood of gratefulness, and pass on the credit to the predecessor Acharyas, one should be very careful in shielding oneself from such superficial, external, religious practices, chala dharma. Because these are all false religious practices, and which Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has particularly come down to completely uproot. So the reason I am telling this is because for the past 3-4 days, in different sessions, we have been discussing this point, how as students of Krishna consciousness movement, as practitioners of Krishna consciousness movement, one should learn to have the purity which the process has given and not get carried away by all sorts of bogus, inappropriate religious and spiritual practices. Somewhere or other, the mentality of a cult mentality of showing off, mentality of presenting things in external way. Typically, when people get to see, you'll not believe, practically every house is in the street because they want to play this dandiya. The purpose is completely gone. The purpose for why a festivity is performed is completely forgotten. So the reason I'm bringing this context is, by surrendering to the lotus feet of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, by surrendering to the lotus feet of Nityananda Prabhu, by glorifying Vaishnavas, by clasping the lotus feet of Vaishnavas, we are shielded, protected, and we are saved from such bogus external practices. Otherwise, I'm sure if I had not got the blessings of Vaishnavas, in spite of the blessings of Vaishnavas, I'm titrating, but if I had not got that Vaishnavas blessings, I would be doing some nonsense thinking that is righteous. Going to holy places thinking that I have done some dharma. For giving some charity thinking that I have done some great activity. Until and otherwise, till I serve a Vaishnava, hear a Vaishnava, associate with a Vaishnava, I get to realize what is my real qualification. So my third reflection is that by just surrendering, just following the lotus feet of a great personalities, one thing for sure, which is assured, is we are saved from bogus, temporary, irreligious practices, as well as we are saved from being part of the problem. We may have our own problems, but still we are the side of the solution. Still we are trying to contribute for the Sankirtan mission in our minuscule capacity. So us to be part of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's and Nityananda Prabhu's Sankirtan mission, we need to prepare ourselves. When somebody says that I have to simply follow the lotus feet, not blindly follow the lotus feet, it means that I reorganize, reprioritize, reorient my life in such a way, I will be able to follow the footsteps of Vaishnavas. I will be able to not be part of the problem, but be part of the solution. And I will also take people along. So now Nityananda and Chaitanya, when they are going to go together in full spirit, what are they going to do? They're going to go door to door. They're going to go street to street. They're going to go house to house, village to village, city to city, and trying to win whoever comes their way and make them devotees. That is the mood that is expected of us. That is the mood that our acharyas have passed on. That is the mood of para dukkha dukhi. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted to save us from this, from this vicious cycle. So, as a extension of the reflection from the context, I would like to say that let's make sure that we clasp the lotus feet of Mahajanas so that we know the direction in which we are supposed to go. We will not search for Krishna everywhere. We know where to search for Krishna. We know where to serve Krishna. How to serve Krishna. How nice to serve Krishna. How correctly to serve Krishna, even though it is incomplete. Rather than going and doing something external, which is actually going to be an irritation to the Supreme Lord. I was jokingly saying that, probably all this Mata and Ganesh and all the great personalities, whenever they are, invited for such festivities and people do such cinema songs and some nonsense in front of them, I'm sure they will close their ears and run away saying that, spare me guys, and this is too much. So I was telling our students that please warn your own family not to be part of that. As at least Vaishnavas, as at least devotees, we should know that these celebrations have some meanings. Even if it is a demigod worship, let's not make it very cheap. Because then we become completely brainless, senseless. How can you play cinema songs? How can you play dirty songs? How can you, do some things in the mode of ignorance? When you have already chosen a very glorious path. So there's a high responsibility that are associated with we as practitioners of Krishna consciousness movement, because we are surrounded by great personalities with whose association we will be able to dive deep and get mad for hearing the pastimes of the Lord. We will be given a right direction to, progressively walk. So now at least we should make sure that we don't subscribe. We don't, party associate with those who are in the irreligious, half-baked religious, improper practices, which I think Srila Prabhupada and all the Gaudiya Vaishnava Acharyas are warning. Because it is very easy to eliminate, bifurcate, classify something is bad and something is good. But something looks like good. Something looks like devotion. Something looks like righteous religious practices to safeguard ourselves from that is something very, very risky. So I just want to conclude by saying that we are all very fortunate. We are all very blessed to be part of this Sankirtan mission that just by, as Srila Prabhupada says, just by hold on to his dhoti, we will be able to cruise. We will be able to walk towards the right destination. Maybe it may take some time. Maybe it will be a little bumpy ride. Maybe it will have its own set of ups and downs. But what is the other side of the journey? It is completely hopeless. So we thank our predecessors. We thank our acharyas. We thank all the Vaishnavas. And we should know that we are in right hands. And we should know that what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu had given to us in this Kali Yuga, nobody else has given. So better let us try to, enjoy the privilege that we have got by some costless mercy through some channel. Let's enjoy the privilege. Let's, celebrate by surrendering ourselves and winning more and more souls to the Lotus Feet of Shri Gauranga Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu. So now you will all start to hear Gauranga Mahaprabhu's side of glorifying Nityananda Prabhu. Nityananda Prabhu's side of glorifying Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And this is going to be an eternal engagement for Vaishnavas. They greet each other and they are able to feel humbled in each other's association. That will teach us a lot of lessons for our progress in Krishna consciousness. So I will stop here and to take any questions, comments, reflections, and any critics in this current context. Hare Krishna, Granthraj, Srimad Bhagavatam, Sri Chaitanya Bhagavat ki jai, Shri Gaur Nitaya ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Nitaya Gaurav Premanande, Hari Hari Bol.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Thanks for such enlightening class, Prabhuji. Again, it was an instructive class, like what should be our mode in this festive season also, and what should be our mode towards devotees and Very nice session, Prabhuji. Thanks for giving your time. Dear devotees, if you have any questions, please share, please ask, or if you have any realizations, please share. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji, Dandavat Pranams. Thank you, Mataji. This is not any question. This is just realization. Like sometimes you get the right advice at the right time. So this time being the Navratri time, Prabhuji zeroed in on one thing where so many people could go astray, you know, without intending to go astray. You just get carried on with the festivities around you, with your neighbors or your street people whom you know. You think they're not leading you astray. You think they're also, you know, in fact, that they're also devout. But being devout is different, and this is different. Prabhuji brought it out really, really well. How we should guard against all this, always. And this is, I think, one good thing, how we can guard against this, to hear from the right source, like how we are hearing here. So always, I think, in all our studies, Bhagavad Gita studies, we always insisted on hearing from some Guruji in the parampara, not from anyone and everyone. So I really feel as long as we are under the shelter of this big banyan tree called ISKCON, we are constantly updated how we can go astray in our day-to-day lives by many good speakers like Prabhuji. So Dandavat Pranam, Prabhuji. Thank you so much for this awakening. At the right time.
Thank you for, you know, your kind words. I just want to say as a rejoinder, if you just as students of Sankirtan movement, I do not want to sound like, you know, I want to give advice or being cynical against anyone. But just because we are blessed to be part of the Sankirtan movement, we can express our conviction by our personal practices and can also register our disagreements in a respectful manner. Many a times I have seen devotees or, you know, sadhakas are finding very difficult to communicate what they don't agree. And in the matter of, you know, dharma sankat, you know, how will I be able to express? So they land up in doing, you know, something which is inappropriate. Recently I had a conversation with one of the senior devotees in our congregation where we were discussing how as Gaudiya Vaishnavas we are expected to follow clean, righteous devotional practices, and slowly and very firmly leave behind frill elements. We cannot just go on carrying them, so we have to consciously take an effort to consciously introspect, pray, reflect upon, and saying that these are all certain things which I have been socially doing, maybe religiously doing, maybe unconsciously doing, as an entertainment I was doing, on a friendly basis I was doing. So, but can I continue to do that? Am I expected to do that? I agree, I'm still a student. I may have still some attractions. We still can be friends with all of them. We can still go and greet them and appreciate their intent to, you know, protect culture. But we can say that I disagree on some things. Like many people, those who are practicing other practices and those who are not practicing spirituality, they are very emphatic, they are very strong in their opinion. And we hear them and we kind of sulk. So why not we, with so much of spiritual content, spiritual support, why not we also register that certain things are wrong? At least saying these are all not expected of us is something that can be stated. If you don't state it, then I guess it's not fair onto the learnings that we have. This is the stating of the reason I'm stating this is that is why I mentioned this as a third reflection. By just simply surrendering to the lotus feet of great Vaishnavas, glorifying them, passing on the credits to them, and getting the blessings of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu in the parampara is in itself going to help us eliminate, shield us from all these chala dharmas, all these false religious practices. And if it is going to take care of it, it should be seen in action. If we are getting mixed of both of them, somewhere in our practices, we are we have some fine tuning required. So practicing sadhaka and Gaudiya Vaishnava, line of school of thoughts, we definitely need to show some seriousness in giving up false religious practices, improper religious practices, and at least state what is correct. It may take time for us to apply, and put in practice what is correct, but at least let us register what is incorrect. Hare Krishna. Any other thoughts, comments?
Thank you so much, Prabhu, for such a nice class. About the mood of the devotional service, the mood and see the dham, enter the dham, the different places, with Krishna consciousness, not getting carried away by things that are mess. It's very, very interesting, Prabhu. Thank you, people, for giving us this lap, giving us your being so consistent.
Thank you so much for your kind words.
Thank you, Prabhuji. Koti koti dandvat pranam. Srila Prabhupada, Srila Gurudev ki jai, Gopinath ki jai. Thank you for correcting us. We feel guilty that our grandma, ma, everybody is doing so many pujas of Ambe ma. From childhood, we are seeing like a small pot of matki, and they are doing 9 days diyas, continuous day and night, and fasting. But Prabhuji, it's very hard because of eating a fasting food, it's very gasty. So many points are clear, Prabhu. Koti koti dhanvat pranam. But special mercy of Srila Prabhupada, NCC Nityananda, NCC Chaitanya, that we are in right moment. A special mercy of Six Goswami and our Acharya Gan. Prabhuji, can you please sing one bhajan? And from last 2 years, you are not sharing your album with your. You teach all the students in a Borivali, taking class of Bhakti Vruksha or I don't know Bhakti Sastri. So can you please share that album in Bhakti Sangha devotee so that all Vaishnava get the benefit, and more than 4,000 Vaishnava are subscribed Sishi Bhakti Sangha group, and more than 8 to 10 group, more than 5,000 Vaishnava get your association. So please share your album with all of us in Bhakti Sangha group, and by the permission of senior Vaishnava, can you please sing whatever you want to sing, Prabhu? Give your association and blessing to all of us.
Sure, I will sing, and I don't know why I have not shared. It is, I told my boys to put this into a proper common shape to be shared. It's all over the place. I'll get it organized. So many things are going on. So, I'll do it. So, there any other thoughts or comments for today's discussion, or any critiques, any disagreements before we sing some Vaishnava bhajans?
No, no, Prabhu, your realization is working in day-to-day life. It's very practical and learn so many lessons from you.
I think there are also some comments in the chat box. Sumi Mataji says, pray that he grants me sadness. Someone said that this should be like an addiction for us to go without for this. That's one of the realizations.
And I'm sure we all should pray that may Gaurav Mahaprabhu blesses us to get that madness. And as Guru Maharaj explains, that this madness to hear the transcendental qualities and glories can only come in the association of pure devotees, because they eliminate, cleanse us from all these nonsenses. And otherwise we will be thinking all through our life that we have been such a great, wonderful devotee. Sometimes we get to see people coming to our program saying that, sir, you do not know, every day morning I get up, every day I take bath and show 3 agarbattis, without which I don't go to office. They see that as a great achievement in their devotional life. For sure, it is nice that they are doing something instead of doing nothing. But I guess Sankirtan mission has got a potential to win Mlechas, Yavanas, and the most degraded class of men So what to speak of sincere souls, like, you know, all of us, we will definitely be able to, you know, make it. Just that, you know, to cling on, you know, to just clasp to the lotus feet of Vaishnavas, and in turn, Gaura and Nityananda, for us to get their mercy. So there are no other comments, then we'll take up some bhajans. Okay, so we will sing a song.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. One question, Prabhuji. Like, so, Prabhuji, we should not follow any of these procedures to, like, pray goddess. It's only like we need to, we should not involve in those pujas also. That's what?
That's not what I'm saying. What I was saying is that there are, see, basically as a part of as a part of a grihastashrama, let me put it this way, there are some dharma that I am supposed to follow, swadharma. So every ashrama, every varna has got its swadharma, and they are all supposed to be done. So in terms of looking after our family members, looking after our children, looking after our duties, looking after our responsibilities. So we have certain obligation towards our family traditions or certain things. To an extent that it is supporting to the devotional life, they need to be done, and acharyas have given ways and means forward. So, but what I was trying to specifically highlight here is that not what those are all called dharmic practices, which are, you know, in one sense good, may not be great, because at the end of the day, bhakti needs to be free from jnana, karma, all sorts of frills. Bhakti needs to be pure devotional service for the pleasure of the Lord. But at least, you know, we need to see to that we do religious practices that are righteous and, you know, recommended. I say recommended, and at least something that is procedurally correct. But what I was trying to highlight that we should be free from is false religious practices. There are so many religious practices that are falsely practiced. You know, Navaratri Vrata, you know, keeping Navaratri Vrata, maybe some family tradition, maybe some you know, families may have a very long period of performing these pujas and ceremonies. So they are all classified under dharmic activities, religious activities. But dancing in, you know, for cinema song in front of, you know, Mata Durga and Kali, that is nonsense. That is no religious practices it is said there. How can you play a cinema song? How can you play gambling? How can you drink alcohol in front of the Lord? How can you cook non-veg? So these are all false religious practices. And if you are party to them, then we are not learned things correctly. That's what I was trying to say. Actually, I once long time back gave a table, you know, maybe I'll try if I can, you know, mention that again here. So in our devotional life, we need to make sure that we have some sort of an understanding. I'll just draw the table which I long time back mentioned. Once again, if I can use a whiteboard. Yes, that's whiteboard. So we have bhakti, dharma, adharma. So before we come to Krishna consciousness, we may not, before associating with devotees, before coming to Krishna consciousness, our bhakti may not be there. It will be zero. And before even, you know, getting the blessings of any seniors, elders in a family, our dharmic practices were also, you know, 10 to zero. We were literally adharmic. Somehow, because of coming in contact with, you know, devotees, coming in contact with scriptures, we start to, you know, add some dharmic activities in our life. And our adharmic activities may be 10 to 0. Maybe 10 to 0, but still it is, you know, not fully 0. Then slowly what happens is that we start to hear more Srimad Bhagavatam associated with more devotees, then we start to perform, you know, little bhakti, start to perform. But we still maintain, you know, certain righteousness, religious practices. But at least we should stop adharmic activities. It is extremely important that we should come to this stage. If you are not coming to this stage of having adharmic practices, having non-religious practices 10 to 0, if you do not get your sinful activities 10 to 0, constantly work towards it. Of course, for that, we need to enable these two. This will naturally tend to 0, but we should keep on watching that I do not commit any, you know, new sinful activities or no party to this. That is why asat sangat tyagat, asat sangat tyagat, asat sangat tyagat. But what is our target? Our target is bhakti. This is our target. This is anyabhilashita sunyam jnana karma dhyanavritam anukulyena krishnanusilanam bhaktiruttama. I do not want jnana, no karma, no frill elements. Only devotion, pure devotional service. As Guru Maharaj mentioned, mad after the hearing glories of the Supreme Lord, that is possible only in the association of devotees. Am I making sense, Mataji?
Yes, Prabhuji. Yes, Prabhuji. Totally. So we can pray that please give me Krishna consciousness and always be concentrated on the feet of Krishna. At least we can pray that, right?
Like, absolutely. That is the only prayer.
Yeah.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to Chidambaram temple. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to temple, Lord Shiva temple in near Srirangam called Thiruvanai Kovil. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to various Shivaji, Madurai Meenakshi Amman temple, all the temple, and did what? He did Sankirtan. They are all wonderful devotees. These are all great personalities. So the best prayer to have during Navaratri to all the Matas, you know, Lakshmi, Saraswati and Durga Mata, is to please engage me in the service that you are doing, because they are wonderfully serving Supreme Lord. So please engage me in the service that you are doing to Krishna. Please give us the opportunity to be part of Krishna's service. That's the best prayer. Every demigod temple we go, we can pray this, because every demigod is a servant of Krishna. In Prabhupada writes in one place in 6th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam that anyone who is worshipping demigod and asking them materialistic results is actually is using a very, you know, very strong word. He's saying that they are a very fallen category. They say that after knowing Krishna consciousness, in just going to a demigod asking for something material, it is something very cheap, because for whatever the demigod sanctioned, it is actually sanctioned by the Supreme Lord. So don't go to a demigod and ask for something material, because anyway it will be temporarily staying with you. Rather, understand these demigods are also devotees. We can pray them, please engage me in Krishna's service. Please engage me in the manner that you are serving Krishna. Please allow us to also serve Krishna. Or maybe, you know, allow us to serve our Gurudev. So that's the right prayer.
Yes, Prabhuji. Totally got it. Thank you, Prabhuji.
And in fact, if you teach all the family members, this is the best way to do Navratri Vrata. I mean, rather than saying, oh, Mate, you are the great. I mean, okay, this is something that I used to always say. If somebody over-glorifies someone, if somebody under-glorifies someone, both are insult. Suddenly somebody call you as the governor of a state, suddenly call you as a chief minister of a state or a president of a country, you may laugh and shrug it off for once or twice. But what if they start doing that every day? They are not giving you any abusive words. They are giving flowery words, but it's actually an insult. So all these demigods, sometimes when we go and glorify them, because they are sincere servants of Krishna, because if we go and glorify them, without understanding the context, without connecting them to the Supreme Lord, they get insulted, they'll get offended. And they are offended, what blessings they will give you? They will not give you any blessings. There is a different science. There is a video by His Holiness Tamal Krishna Maharaj on gods and demigods. a fantastic video. I'm not sure if that is all in print available. You should see that. Very nicely he's explaining this concept of Krishna, demigods and various things. Those who have come from Indian traditional upbringing, we have this situation at home that how can we say no to demigod worship? Some people have very strong Ganesh worship. Some people have very strong Mata worship. Some people have very strong Shivji worship. So in our altar also, we have got Ganesh because my mother, you know, she's still with me and she has got certain demands that this is something to be done. So I cannot simply go and throw things off the, you know, hoop. But we can treat them, we can glorify them, put them into some perspective. So we have to keep the demigod in the God's altar and how to pray to them, what to pray to them. So there are, these are some education that we can give to your own family. They'll be happy. Practically speaking, people don't know how to pray. They do not know what to ask for. Every time when they do any festival, they simply pray, give me this, give me that. That's all they will generally people do. I'm not saying everybody, but generally that's what people do. But we can teach them how to pray. We were discussing in one of the sessions recently. Prayers have got four components. Anytime when you stand in front of the Lord, a prayer has got four components. First is stuti. Second is dhanyavadaha, thanking the Lord. Third is kshama prapti, asking for forgiveness. Fourth is an optional one, if you want to ask something or not. You have to give stuti, glorify the Lord, how great the Lord is, how powerful the Lord is, how beautiful the Lord is, how wonderful the Lord is. That is why Prabhupada writes, 8th canto, 3rd chapter, shloka number 1. Purport Prabhupada writes, this is Gajendra Moksha's context. Shla Prabhupada writes, that Raja Indradyumna used to regularly chant a prayer every day. And for some reason, he happened to become an elephant. At the time of difficulty, he remembered that prayer that he used to chant in the previous, life. And he chanted that prayer and which, invoked auspiciousness and invited the Lord. And Prabhupada says, even if he happened to become an animal in our next life, the prayers that we have practiced in this life would help. So Srila Prabhupada says, that is why we encourage all our students to regularly recite Brahma Samhita, Narsingadeva prayer, different prayers they have to memorize and by heart and chant so that they know how to glorify the Lord. If you and me and all of us stand in front of the Lord for 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 20 minutes, what stuti we will do? At least I get blank after a few minutes. I do not know what to do. We leave or we do not know. So better learn some stutis, learn some prayers. We use the words of the acharyas, but just repeating them in front of the Lord, we learn to pray to the Lord. So learn to glorify the Lord. So stuti. Then thank the Lord for all that he has given you. Every day, every moment you have to thank. Because he's giving so many things. And third is, ask for forgiveness for the mistakes that you are doing. And then if it's required, or if you are not able to, check your feelings on asking something from the Lord, please ask. Because it is okay to ask the Lord. In fact, if you want to ask for devotion, ask for as much as you want. But many times we don't ask for devotion, we ask for ourselves. So hence, these are all things that we can teach these people, even the worshipping demigods, ask what to ask. Without just blinkingly doing some social engagement and entertainment. That's not, what we're supposed to be doing. Am I making sense?
Yes, Prabhuji, totally. Thank you, Prabhuji. Thanks for that information. Sukhsagri Mataji, please go ahead.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji, Dhanvar Pranams. Thank you, Prabhuji, for the beautiful class. I just had one question follow-up on Harita Mataji's question, Prabhu. Like, I've been looking for Shastric references for Navratri. I know some Sri Vaishnavas also keep Kolu and celebrate it. So are there any Shastric references for that, Prabhuji? Because,
Yeah, the only reference I mean I got is like, you know, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he celebrated Vijayadashmi, and that's pretty much about what I know, like from our sampradaya, but I am not able to find like any other shastra.
Neither I have you know, come across any reference, nor I have heard any Vaishnava tradition having Navratri celebration. So this Golu, which Sri Vaishnavas are you know, currently doing, is also an upgraded you know, introduction into the family tradition. I don't think that is part of the Vaishnava practices that I have heard. These are all certain religious practices, maybe Smarthas have been doing, and I do not know any Vaishnava traditional practices about you know, Navratri in the way that you know, people are celebrating. Vijayadashmi is see, there are so many Puranas, Upapuranas, so many small literatures, which has got several practices and procedures. But as we know that those of us who are practicing bhakti movement, we are either restricted or refrained from those practices, or not expected of us to do those practices, because technically we have gone past those practices because we are already with Krishna, or you know, celebrating festivities for Krishna. So if I come across any references, I'll definitely pass on. But nothing that I know of.
Sure, Prabhu. I mean, the thing I've heard at least is, you know, like she kills the demon Mahishasura, and that is like a celebration on that. But I'm not able to understand that coincidence of Vijayadashmi and that, Prabhuji. So I didn't get clarity on that.
So I'll also dig into this. If I get something, I'll pass it on to you. If you get something,
thanks.
You can also share.
Sure, Prabhu. Thanks so much, Prabhuji. Hare thanks. Krishna. Looking forward to your bhajan.
Okay.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji.
Hare Krishna. Kaumodi Mataji, how are you?
I'm fine, thank you. See, for the share is for the Lord Ramachandra's victory over Rama. That was that time, on Dasara. That's what we are celebrating. When Diwali is, then he comes to the Ayodhya. So then it's so many lamps are lighted and everybody's like, joyous mood, and everything's decorated, the whole.
That part is clear, Mataji. What Sukhsagari Mataji was asking is this Navratri 9 days Utsav that typically Indian Hindus celebrate, especially if you South Indian Brahmins celebrate in a slightly different way. North Indian devotees celebrate in a different way. So, Sukhsagiri Mataji was asking if there is any scriptural references or any details about it. The, you know, Dashara with Ramachandra Vijayotsava, as well as Deepavali in connection with Lord Ramachandra, is a very well-known fact. Thanks for once again reiterating that. But if there are any references with respect to why these 9 days... is it anything to do with Vaishnava tradition or not? Is something is what is special?
It's worshipping Durga.
Okay, any other thoughts, comments? Okay, so we will sing a bhajan. Glorifying Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Amadi Mandu, you are saying something to me? Maybe she has not muted.
Yeah, I muted, Prabhuji.
Okay. I am searching for a song called Dai Gaura Chang Jive Tare. Dai Gaura Chang. Okay. Dai Gaurachan Jiver Tore Hare Krishna Hare Hare Dai Gaurachan Jiver Tore Hare Krishna Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Ek bar bol rasana uchai swara Hare Krishna Hare Hare Ek bar bol rasana uchai swara Hare Krishna Hare Hare Bolo Nandera Nandana Yashoda Jeevanam Nandera Nandana Yashoda Jeevanam Shri Radha Ramana Prema Bare Hare Krishna Hare Hare Shri Radha Ramana Prema Bare Hare Krishna Hare Hare Gai Gaura Chanji Vervare Hare Krishna Hare Hare Bolo Shri Madhusudana Gopi Pranadhana Shri Madhusudana Gopi Pranadhana Murali Vadana Nitya Kore Hare Krishna Hare Hare Murali Vadana Nitya Kore Hare Krishna Hare Hare Bolo Aganishudana Putana Ghatana Aganishudana Putana Ghatana Brahma Vimohana Purdvakare Hare Krishna Hare Hare Brahma Vimohana Urdvakare Hare Krishna Hare Hare Gai Gaura Chanji Virtore Hare Krishna Hare Hare Jaya Gauranitai 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 Jaya Gauranitai Jaya Jaya Prabhupad 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 Jaya Jaya Prabhupad Nitai Gaura Haribol 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 Nitai Gaura Haribol Translation Lord Gaurachandra sings the Mahamantra for the deliverance of all fallen souls. Hare Krishna, Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Fill yourself with the divine love by chanting loudly just once all these names of Krishna. O Nanda Nandana, O Yashoda Jeevana, O Sri Radha Ramana. Dancing with your arms in the air, chant O Sri Madhusudana, O Gopi Pranadana, O Murali Vadana, O Agha Nishudana, O Putana Ghatana, O Brahma Vimohana. Jai Shri Shri Gaur Nitai Ki Jai, Shri Prabhupada Ki Jai, Nitai Gaurav Premanande, Hare 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 Krishna.
Thank you, Prabhuji. Koti Koti Dhanvat Pranam. Prabhuji, last question. Please forgive me. Take only 1 minute. प्रभुजी हम घर पे सब पूजा करेंगे ये नाइन क्योंकि बचपन से नाना नानी रिस्पेक्टेड माँ पापा से देखा है तो वो सही रहेगा प्रभुजी गुजराती फैमिली आर डूइंग फ्रॉम चाइल्डहुड फॉर दिस 9 days
किसी ने पूछा था ये 3-4 दिन पहले मैंने हरिप्रसाद प्रभु जी को किसी ने पूछा था हरिप्रसाद प्रभु जी यू नो पोस्टेड अ पिक्चर ऑफ हिम परफॉर्मिंग श्रार्धा ड्यूरिंग पितृपक्ष So, yeah, somebody asked this question to him. So, he gave a very profound answer. I like that. He said two things. That offering oblations to 4 fathers is part of the duty. And he said, one need to consult one's spiritual master and spiritual authority for doing and giving up spiritual or religious practices. Because it is not a blanket statement to say, aap aage se nahi karo ya karo. Kya hota hai ki jab hum nahi karo keh rahe, kis aadhar par keh sakte. Because everybody may not be in that position of a shraddha. Somebody has to give up. Technically speaking, if I have to give a technical answer, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, forget about all sorts of religious practices, all sorts of karmakandic practices, all sorts of smartha practices. Simply focus on glorifying Krishna, serving Krishna and Sankirtan mission. That is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's recommendation. But that is the expectation. Abhi parivar hai, samaj hai, husband hai, wife hai, bacche hai, 1760 cheez hame dhyan rakhna padta hai. So hence, we should not just give a blanket statement to anyone and everyone ki kal se aap sab chhod chhad ke kar lo. See, isliye hame har ek vyakti ke parivar ka situation kya hai, unke shraddha kya hai, kitna sharanagati hai, kitna unko, siddhant ki samaj hai. कल पता चला कि वो सब जगह जाके बताते इस्कान वाला सबको मना कर रहे हैं, दे स्टार्ट सर्कुलेटिंग अ रॉन्ग मैसेज. सो टेक्निकल आंसर इज एज मच एज पॉसिबल ट्राई टू डाउटेल ऑल अवर एनर्जी फोकस इंटेंट टू ग्लोरीफाई कृष्णा एंड कृष्णा सेलिब्रेशन. इफ देर आर इम्पल्सेस फैमिली प्रैक्टिस दैट यू कांट गिव अप बिकॉज ऑफ फैमिली प्रेशर एंड अदर सिचुएशन, then follow those tradition as much as possible in line with devotional needs. As we just discussed, ki aap mata se ye prarthna karo, please mujhe krishna bhakti de do, krishna seva mein lagao, us prakar se prarthna kar lo. Agar usse bhi next level ja sakte ho, you can request all those demigods, please aap itne saal se hum aapko puja paath karte aaye hain, ab hum aapke master ke sharanagati le liye hain, ab hama kshama swikar kijiyega. And allow us to serve Krishna. So please, you give us permissions and we can relinquish. Technically, we can do that. It depends upon kya family practices hai. Hum kisi tradition ko aisa overnightly, anap-shanap karke band bhi nahi kar sakte. Anap-shanap kar bhi nahi sakte. Isliye hame local leader who understands your family dynamics, your understanding, sare vyavastha ko madhya mein rakhte huye, ek nirnay lena hota hai. बट लेकिन ये बात तो बिल्कुल हम यकीन से कह सकते हैं, ये फालतू एजेंडा से ले बच के रहना है. सिनेमा गाने के लिए नाचना है, भगवान के सामने सिनेमा गाना लगाना है. मुझे मैं बताता हूँ, इन माय चाइल्डहुड डेज व्हेन आई वाज ग्रोइंग, आई गेस आई वाज इन माय ग्रेड 6 और ग्रेड 7, हमारा पड़ोसी में एक आंटी रहते थे. सो दैट आंटी यूज्ड टू ट्रीट मी लाइक हर सन. सो उनको किसी ने कह दिया कि नवरात्रि में रात में जागेंगे, वैकुंठ एकादशी में रात में जागेंगे, बहुत कृपा मिलेगी, बहुत पुण्य मिलेगा. तो उनको रात भर जागने के लिए सिनेमा देखते थे. एंड आई यूज टू अरेंज दैट बिकॉज दोस डेज वीसीआर डेक, सो आई यूज टू गेट टीवी वीसीआर सिनेमा. तो शिवरात्रि में दो रात में दो सिनेमा, वैकुंठ एकादशी रात दो सिनेमा, और टिक मार्क हो जाता रात हम जागे. वो सब पाप हमने किए हैं. सो एंड दोस आर ऑल वेरी ग्रेव नॉनसेंसेस, हमने हम अनजाने में किए या जो भी रीजन से किए हैं, लेकिन दबाव में किए हैं, लेकिन दोस आर ऑल रॉन्ग थिंग्स. सो हम उस चीज को कंडन करना चाहिए. भी शिवरात्रि को रात भर जागने के लिए आप शाहरुख खान की मूवी देखोगे, कहाँ से शिव भक्ति मिलेगा. सो दीज आर ऑल बोगस प्रैक्टिस. दांडिया नाचेंगे, बोलेंगे कि हम भगवान के सामने हमारा आनंद दिखा रहे हैं. आनंद दिखाने के लिए भगवान की गीत गाओ ना. इनफैक्ट आई वॉज टेलिंग द अदर डे दैट हाउ only in Krishna consciousness movement and bhakti movement we have songs and sing and celebrate. Baki sab log sirf DJ baja ke nachte hain, dab 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 dab, sirf aawaz karte hain. Aawaz se kya niklega? Half of the time when this Ganpati is coming or this Mata is bringing and gone, the DJ wala bahut paisa kamata hai. They just playing the beats and everybody dances. They could have said Mata ki jai, Shiv ji ki jai, kuch to jai jai kar keh sakte ho, nahi karenge. दारू पियेंगे, ऐसे ऐसे आइस करेंगे, डांस करेंगे. सो वी आर अगेंस्ट दैट. अगर आपके परिवार में ऐसे कुछ हरकत हो रहा है तो आप उसको रोकने के लिए कोशिश कीजिएगा. बट नॉट अदर प्रैक्टिसेस, आई गेस यू शुड कंसल्ट योर स्पिरिचुअल अथॉरिटीज. ओके.
much of recognition is there.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, thank you very much for such enlightening class and very nice question answer session. And you have answered our questions and cleared our doubts, Prabhuji. Thanks a lot, Prabhuji. And thanks for your association. And we will be looking forward for your association again, Prabhuji. Dear devotees, let us pay our obeisances to Prabhuji. Vancha kalpataru bhyasya kripa
santu
vaishnava vaishnava koti vaishnava vandiki jai
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 girdhari prabhu ji ki
jai
jai hari krishna
koti koti dandavat
hari krishna prabhu ji
hari hari kol goranga
ananga ending the call here dear devotees hari krishna thank you prabhu ji